It's time for our second feature, and today it's from Derek James' Nostalgia column. It tells the story of Yarmouth's paste and preserve industry. The article is read by Ian Robertson.
They are a great double act, looking at the often neglected side of history in and around Great Yarmouth, and now their latest offering has just been published. The town is famous for its fishing industry, which has been written about many times, but there is a small corner of it that rarely gets a mention. Now the story of the bloater paste and preserve industry is told in a new booklet, Preserve Provision Manufacturers of Great Yarmouth, by Michael Krask and Roger Silver. Since prehistoric times, humans have been looking at ways to preserve food, usually by pickling, smoking, or drying. It was not until the 18th century that a process of preserving food in airtight containers was discovered. In 1820, Cross and Blackwell received permission to sell canned food to the British public. In 1836, a local fish curer, Mr. Bishop, developed the process of a new style of bloater, which used a fresh herring rather than one soaked in brine. This became known as the Yarmouth bloater. Not only was bloater paste manufactured in the town, but it was also produced by many companies across England, including J. Sainsbury, who obtained bloaters direct from Great Yarmouth. By the mid-1800s, a few small entrepreneurs in the town began to preserve food in earthenware containers and eventually tin cans. Now we can follow the history of the early preserved food manufacturers in Great Yarmouth. Blanchflower and Sons is probably best known. Then there is George Yallop, who was the developer of Yallop's Bloater Creme. His business was later taken over by John Trainier. Two smaller preserve manufacturers were Joseph Wright, a chemist who spotted an opening and followed in the footsteps of Blanchflowers, and baker William Wright, who branched out into paste manufacturing. Michael and Roger, with support from Christine Silver, have produced a fascinating and important local history booklet and wish to thank Great Yarmouth Library, and much of the information has come to them from our Yarmouth Mercury paper, first established in 1880. Preserve Provision Manufacturers of Great Yarmouth by Michael Krask and Roger Silver costs £8 plus £2 postage.